Welcome to the Morning Offering with Father Kirby, your daily call to prayer. Pray with us every day right here on the podcast and in your inbox. Learn more at morningoffering.com.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to the Morning Offering with Father Kirby. Today is Saturday, April 6th, and I'd like to talk about the first witness. But first, let's pray together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, for the salvation of souls, the reparation of sins, the reunion of all Christians, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father this month. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friends, today is Saturday, and every Saturday we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as we are still celebrating the resurrection of Christ, we are still within the Easter octave. On this Saturday, I want to point to Our Lady as the first witness of the resurrection. Now, as soon as I say that, some people will say, well, no. Mary Magdalene is the first witness of the resurrection. Well, Mary Magdalene is the first recorded witness in the scriptures to the resurrection. But our tradition has always held that Our Lady was the first witness to the resurrection. And of course, first of all, that's just practical. After being there at the cross and watching her son die, and Our Lady feeling that distress within her own heart, of course the Lord would come back and say to her, Mom, I've risen. Everything's okay. I'm okay. It's good. I am risen. That he, of course, would turn to his mother and give her the consolation of knowing that he is in fact risen. Also, we know that Our Lady must have been told something, because when the women go to anoint the body after the death of the Lord, they go to the tomb. Our Lady is not with them. Why would Our Lady not be with the women to anoint the body of the Lord Jesus, unless she knew something, unless something had already been told to her? And so she knew she doesn't have to go. There is no body. He has been risen. And there are many other explanations given by our tradition, but today I just want us to turn to Our Lady with confidence and ask her to help us to understand the glory of the resurrection, to understand what it means that Jesus Christ has conquered the kingdom of sin and death, what it means to live in the freedom of the children of God. She is the first witness. She saw him. She was his first disciple. She was his mother. And she saw the risen Christ. And she wants to share that joy with each one of us. So turn to Our Lady on this Saturday, dear friends, and ask Our Lady for help to understand the glory, to understand the joy of the resurrection. And those are our thoughts for today. I want to thank you for joining me. I encourage you to keep fighting a good fight. And remember, you can receive daily spiritual encouragement sent right to your inbox when you subscribe to the Morning Offering at morningoffering.com. God bless you.
Thanks for listening today. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The Morning Offering with Father Kirby is a production of Good Catholic, the media division of the Catholic Company. For more faith-filled podcasts and videos, visit goodcatholic.com.